Hello, this is Albany Riggins, life and relationship coach and author. I am the host of Relationships Really Do Matter podcast. On this podcast, we discuss the issues that destroy the very nature of relationships and how individuals can discover new ways of thinking, behaving, and believing to become their own solution for change, to transform and produce healthy, loving relationships in their lives. Listen in. Today is another rant, and I'm just going to talk to you about relationships and anxiety. Like, where does it come from? What kind of sign is it telling you, or what is it showing you? What is it guiding you to when you have anxiety in your relationship? Now, know what anxiety feels like, okay? And it's not a very easy sensation to deal with. It's not something that can be easily overlooked at all. It is very uncomfortable to have anxiety. And I can tell you, because I have actually experienced it firsthand, having anxiety in a relationship is quite discomforting. But there's a flip side to it. I had a conversation with someone, and she said that she started feeling anxious about her relationship with this guy that she is newly dating. And I started asking questions like, what do you think about this relationship? And when you think about the ideal of the relationship, how does it make you feel? And how open are you with this individual? Like, the ideal of having a romantic partnership with someone. So I'm just throwing these things out there because I want to get inside of her head to understand, could this anxiety be a part of her identity and not coming from the source of what he may be bringing into the relationship? And after I began to ask these questions, she began to open up more and more and more and more. And I tell you, what we discovered was, it wasn't him, it was her. And it was a side of her that she felt like she wasn't really accepting or really comfortable with the ideal of someone really truly showing her love and affection. And so, of course, we got into the conversation about, where could this have come from? Did she have some type of anxious attachment and all this stuff that you can get into? But really and truly, the big part of what she really needed to deal with at that moment was that she needed to calm her nervous system. She needed to get herself in a place where she did not run, because she was at fight or flight, and she was more so getting ready to fly out. she was going to hit the road. So what she was thinking was that she saw all these things that she was getting annoyed with. She felt all these feelings that she felt like backing up, you know, taking a step back, not wanting to dive into the relationship and instead dive out of it. And so I told her that one of the biggest things that we have to learn how to deal with is that we have to learn how to deal with our emotions. But not only that, we have to learn how to identify the things that we're feeling and where those feelings could be resulting from. And most of all, our feelings start with a thought. And then, where does that thought generate from? you know, where did she get these thoughts that she had? So there's a lot of things to think about when we're talking about these relationships and we having these feelings of anxiety and frustration. Could it be us and not the other person? Like, could you really have anxiety because it may be something internally that you haven't dealt with, that you're struggling with about the relationship? Or could it truly be the other person that they are bringing you anxiety because of their own behavior? And so I just want to give you this. If you ever are experiencing anxiety around your relationship, whether it's a marriage, a dating relationship, it's important to get some support. It is really important to get some support, because you could be walking away, or you could be chasing someone, or you could be actually pushing someone away, or you could be dealing with something serious and you really don't know how to really find the answers or be able to identify what it is that you're experiencing, or what action you need to take. So I would advise you to find someone that can support you. And I would advise you to find some kind of way that you can spend time with yourself and just really sit with these feelings. Like, sometimes we're so, you know, we are this generation today. Everything is so quick and fast and easy for us. You know, we can easily end a relationship. We can easily get a divorce, whatever. Everything is so popcorn, microwave popcorn for us, you know, just quick. But sometimes it's better to be able to make good, sound decisions than those quick, those decisions that does not allow you to really clearly think about what's really going on, because you really want to know why you're doing what you're doing or why you're experiencing what you're experiencing. Because if you experience it once, you'll experience it again until you deal with it. And that's the only thing that I have to say about it. It's like, let's really find out the deep root of our issue so we don't have to repeat things over and over again. You know, getting into one relationship and getting out of that relationship, getting into another, and just to experience the same thing over and over and over again. And you wonder, why in the world do I keep attracting the same situations, different person? Or why is it that I keep saying I want to be in a relationship, but every time I find myself getting close to someone, I just push them away? Or why is it that I like the ideal of a relationship, but I just feel so much comfortable by myself? I mean, it's a reason behind everything that we do, and we just got to find out what it is. Because if it's something that you really want, and if it's good for you, then why shouldn't you have it, right? So that's just a little rant for today. I know that you guys are, you know, just getting used to these rants, but I'm going to keep these rants going because it's a little food for thought. It's something that will help everyone that may be experiencing similar situations, or maybe have questions, or maybe you have a friend or relative or whatever that may be having some of these same things, and they might be saying, you know, what's really going on? I really would like to know. Well, if that's you or you know someone, then refer them to me. My name is Albany Riggins, and I am your host of Relationships Really Do Matter podcast. You can connect with me on Instagram, Relationships Really Do Matter, Facebook, Relationship Coach Albany Riggins. And if you need some coaching or anything, just hit us up on Facebook or Instagram. You can instant message us and we would love to connect with you. Or just send us a message here. You know, we love to hear feedback. We also would like you to like and share this podcast out to some of your friends and join us here. And soon I'm going to go ahead and open it up for messages. So if you would like to send me a message and like for me to talk about whatever your question or topic live, then I will be open to doing that. So I'll see you on the next pod. Support in your relationship. I am currently opening the doors for one-on-one coaching sessions. We are doing virtual VIP sessions or coaching packages currently right now are available. So if you would like to be one of those individuals that would like to get additional support, send us an email at info@relationshipsreallydomatter.com.